This is Voice of Indonesia with the news, first the headlines. Indonesia condemns massive Israeli military attack in Jenin, West Bank. President Prabowo highlights Indonesia's India's long history at state banquet. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian government strongly condemns the massive military operation carried out by Israel against Palestinians in Jenin, West Bank. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs conveyed it through social media X Saturday. Indonesia considers that Israel's military operations have the potential to threaten the prospects for peace after the ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. Indonesia views the escalations of violence in the West Bank as revealing Israel's hidden intention to continue to undermine the territory and continue the occupation with the aim of making the illegal occupation permanent. The root cause of the conflict from the beginning is Israel's refusal to recognize the right of the Palestinian people to self-determination. For this reason, Indonesia always urges the international community to take firm action against the injustice suffered by the Palestinian people and work together to realize an independent and sovereign Palestinian state in accordance with the principle of a two-state solution. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto highlighted the relationship between Indonesia and India, which is based on a long ancient history, one of which is the Indonesian national language, which developed from Sanskrit. President Prabowo Subianto conveyed this when attending the state dinner held by Indian President Drupadi Murmu at the Indian Presidential Palace Rashtrapati Bhavan. Through the Presidential Secretariat's YouTube channel monitored in Jakarta on Sunday, President Prabowo also expressed his deep appreciation for the invitation and warm welcome from the Indian government.
Indeed, India and Indonesia have long ancient history together. We have civilizational links. Even now, a very important part of our language comes from Sanskrit. Our names, many names of Indonesia, are actually Sanskrit names. And in our daily life, the influence of ancient Indian civilization is very strong. I think it's also part of our genetics.
Meanwhile, President Murmu lauded the 75-year bilateral relationship between Indonesia and India. According to him, Indonesia and India share the same vision as a maritime population and partner in the Indo-Pacific region. President Murmu also highlighted the great contribution of the Indian community living in Indonesia in strengthening cultural and economic relations between the two countries. President Murmu expressed hope to expand cooperation in the fields of trade, investment, digital technology, and maritime security. Indonesian Minister of Trade Budi Santoso accompanied President Prabowo Subianto on a working visit to Malaysia on January 26th and 27th. The minister said his participation in the visit was related to efforts to improve trade relations between Indonesia and Malaysia. Quoted by Antara in Jakarta Sunday, Minister Budi Santoso said, "Malaysia is an important trading partner for Indonesia in the Southeast Asian region. Indonesia and Malaysia are also moving together to develop the regional economy under the Association of Southeast Asian Nations or ASEAN flag." During the working visit this time, he was scheduled to meet Malaysian Minister of Investment, Trade and Industry Tengku Datuk Seri Utama Zafrul bin Tengku Abdul Aziz. The meeting aims to discuss various issues related to trade and efforts to increase trade between the two countries. Furthermore, the Minister of Trade is planned to accompany the President in a meeting with Yang di-Pertuan Agong Malaysia Sultan Ibrahim and Prime Minister of Malaysia Anwar Ibrahim. Secretary General of the Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs, Kamarudin Amin, who represented Indonesia at the 3rd ASEAN Islamic Conference in Thailand, became one of the key speakers discussing humanitarian issues and environmental preservation. The ASEAN Islamic Conference was held by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in Bangkok, Thailand, from January the 25th to 27th. The conference was opened by the Minister of Religious Affairs of Saudi Arabia, Sheikh Abdul Latif bin Abdul Aziz Al Sheikh. This international event was attended by officials, religious leaders, intellectuals, and academics, as well as researchers from ASEAN member states. It became a platform to spread the message of harmony, love, and tolerance, promote peace and moderation, and reject extremism and terrorism. Quoted by Antara in Jakarta on Sunday, Kamarudin Amin conveyed three main solutions in strengthening human values and caring for the environment, namely strengthening multidimensional education, collaborating regionally for sustainability, and building moral leadership in the region. Indonesian Minister of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, Maman Abdurrahman, stressed the importance of transformation by the organizational movement from a political approach to an entrepreneurial orientation. Quoted by Antara in Jakarta Sunday, he said that the paradigm of the organizational movement must develop in line with changing times so that it can be in line with the strategic program of the Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises to increase the ratio of entrepreneurship towards Indonesia as a developed country. Furthermore, he explained the concrete steps that the ministry has taken to support the development of micro, small and medium enterprises. He highlighted the importance of expanding access to financing by bringing access closer and simplifying the process. The Indonesian Corruption Eradication Commission stated that the temporary detention of fugitive from corruption in the electronic ID card procurement project Paulus Thanos alias Tian Po Chin in Singapore is in accordance with the Indonesia-Singapore Extradition Treaty. Quoted by Antara in Jakarta Sunday, Commission spokesperson Tessa Mahardika explained that the application for provisional arrest was made by the Commission through the police-to-police route or provisional arrest based on the extradition treaty, namely through the International Relations Division of the headquarters of the Indonesian National Police. Paulus Thanos is known to have been included in the Corruption Eradication Commission Wanted List, or fugitive, since October 19, 2021 in the alleged corruption case of electronic ID card procurement. Trade attaché of the Indonesian Embassy in Cairo, Egypt, Muhammad Syahran Bakti, witnessed the realization of the export of Indonesian Robusta coffee beans, which was the result of the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding at the 39th Trade Expo Indonesia 2024. A total of 39.6 tons of Indonesian Robusta coffee beans from East Java entered the warehouse of the Fayumi Food Import Export Company in Fasan, Beni Suef, Egypt. Syahran added that various trade agreements reached at the trade expo had borne fruit. In addition to Robusta coffee beans, other products that recorded export transactions with Egyptian buyers in the trade expo Indonesia agenda were palm oil, spices, paper, and food and beverages. Furthermore, Syahran explained that Indonesia's coffee market share in Egypt occupied the top position, which amounted to 41.45%. This achievement outperforms Vietnam, Brazil, India, and Italy, which are also coffee producers for Egypt. Based on data from the Egyptian Central Agency for Public Mobilization and Statistics, the total values of Indonesia's coffee export to Egypt in January-October 2024 reached $100 million. The figure grew by 19.95% compared to the same period in 2023. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.